Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction. So how did the cattle markets look this week, Bob?
Good morning, Casey. Markets was good. Light runs compared to what we was having 30 days ago. But they're pretty much, Casey, look back from a year ago, we're within a couple of hundred head of what we were selling a year ago. Market's good. I mean, the feeder market's good. The calf market, the grazing market, demand for some people are buying some bigger calves. They got wheat that they're wanting to graze out. Most of the cattle are going to grass, you know, your 500-pound calves and up. But we're seeing a lot of 300-pound calves being bought in preparation for down the road, having ownership, which is great for the seller. And I mean, you know, with the LRP where it's at, that you can buy some price protection, there's some margin there to cover your expenses and get a grazing bill out of it. I mean, we've seen the calf market good. We've seen the yearling market good. Cow market would be fully steady. You know, we're selling the very, very front end high yield and killing cows for over a dollar. That'd be the extremes. Your very top end bulls bringing $1.25 to $1.35. Even the average cows are bringing, you know, $75 to $85. That's 30 cents higher than we were 45 days ago. So, I mean, there's very positive going on. We've sold some cattle. First set of cattle we sold out front on our video on Wednesday. And now this is an extreme high, but we're proud of it. They sold with us and we got them sold for them. We sold some 750-pound cattle for July delivery, and it was three loads of them for $2.19, $2.1975.
Wow.
The boy's going to make a good grazing. We sold some 8 1/4 weight cattle for May delivery at $201.50. That guy's going to make great money, great grazing bill on those cattle. All these guys had laid these cattle off or protected them, several dollars, you know, $20 under on the August and probably $7 less on the May cattle. And they spent $25 to $30 a head for protection, but they could sleep at night. And they already had a profit locked in. So, I mean, there's some opportunities out there. If you've got grass or think you're going to have grass or your calf crop for next fall, there's ways to protect it against the black swan. Besides that, I'm optimistic. The market, I'm not negative in any way, but it's the unforeseen black swans that have nothing to do with the cattle industry that's what gets us in trouble. With all that said, everything's great.
Well, and you've been saying we're going to kind of start seeing lower runs because it's about that time of year. It's a normal time of thing for us to see.
Yeah. We're going to be last just seasonally because we're in between. People's already pulled off wheat that's going to cut it. And other people's going to carry their cattle as far as they can that's grazing out. So, you know, we're looking, depending on the maturity of the wheat, how hot it gets, we're looking at the earliest before the runs pick back up, April 15th. And that could carry, you know, if we've got cool weather, getting ample rain around, you know, they could carry those cattle out to the 15th of May, you know, if it's wheat don't go to, you know, start heading out. That's the deal. And once we get into that run, it's going to be shorter than normal, but there's still going to be May cattle. There's still going to be graze out cattle. There's areas that there's as many cattle turned out as there was the last 2 years. Now that area is a lot smaller than we've seen in several, you know, in the last 2 or 3 years, but there is wheat pasture cattle out there and they will come to market and they will use the seasonal break to try to buy cattle cheaper. Now, whether they get that done or not, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure you've been having these same kind of conversations, but I talked to some FFA kids this week, and one of them was one of his projects was making hay. And I said, well, how's it been for you in the drought? And he said, well, I live near McAllister. We've got all the rain in the world right there. You know, there's certain places that have just, you know, that are completely out of drought. But then you've also got farmers in Western Oklahoma and parts of the panhandle that have not seen a drop of rain in months.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, in July and August, my folks, I was raised at Antlers, Oklahoma, Pine Creek. It was as low as I've ever seen it since they built it. And I was old enough to see it when it was built. So, but in the last 30 days, it's filled back up. The ponds are full. The grass is growing. I mean, yeah, southeastern Oklahoma looks like heaven right now. So, but they've had ample rain and they've got rains that we haven't got west of 35. And, you know, between 81 and 35, there's been a lot of rain or more rain in that area than there has been west of 81. And then you don't have to go very far west of Apache. And then it just starts completely drying plumb up and you don't have to go very far north of Apache and it starts drying up. So we're from desert to Oasis.
Right. What are you expecting next week, Bob?
I'm going to say they're at Apache, 11 to 1300. Oklahoma City this Monday, I'm going to say be about like last week, 5500 to 6500. Nothing extreme. Expecting good demand and good markets.
All right. How do folks get in touch with you guys there at Stockman's?
1-800-926-9696 and give us all a call. Greg Griffith, Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Ray Hutchinson, or myself. We're available 7/24.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
You bet.